KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Top-seeded Kentucky is making it look pretty easy. The undefeated Wildcats raced out to an 18-2 lead in the first 8.5 minutes on their way to a 78-39 rout of West Virginia in the Midwest Regional. That makes John Calipari's Wildcats 37-0 as they try to become the first team since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers to finish the regular and tournament season undefeated. Trey Lyles had 14 points. Andrew Harrison added 13 for the unbeaten Wildcats. Next up for Kentucky is Notre Dame in the Midwest Regional Final on Saturday. Demetrius Jackson had 20 points, and third-seeded Irish dominated Wichita State 81-70 in the Midwest Regional Semifinals, advancing to the Elite Eight for the first time in 36 years. The Irish shot 75% on 18 of 24 shooting in the second half, easily pulling away from the seventh-seeded Shockers after Wichita State took a brief lead. Pat Connaughton added 16 points and 10 rebounds for Notre Dame, and Jerrion Grant had 9 points and 11 assists. Sam Decker scored a career-high 23 points. Frank Kaminsky added 19, and top-seeded Wisconsin rallied in the final 10 minutes to hold off North Carolina 79-72 and advance to the final 8 of the NCAA tournament. Zach Showalter came off the bench to score 6 points in the Badgers' 19-7 comeback run. That sends Wisconsin into the West Regional Final Saturday against number 2 seed Arizona in a rematch of last year's West Final. In the second West Regional semi, Arizona rallied past Xavier 68-60. The Wildcats went on a 19-7 run over the final 7 minutes to post that victory. T.J. McConnell scored 13 of his 17 in the second half, while freshman Stanley Johnson added a dozen. Arizona coach Sean Miller beat his old school in Xavier and his former assistant in Musketeers coach Chris Mack, who took over the program when Miller left. The Wildcats are 34-3, giving up fewer than 59 points per game. Four-time NBA All-Star Mark Price has been named the head coach of the Charlotte 49ers. He replaces Allen Major, who left that program after 5 years amid health problems and a lack of success on the floor. It's the first head coaching job for the 51-year-old Price, who spent one season as an assistant on Bobby Kremen's staff at his alma mater, Georgia Tech. Dayton coach Archie Miller has received a 3-year contract extension through the 2018-19 season. That move comes after Miller led the Flyers to their second straight NCAA tournament appearance. Dayton is 90-47 in Miller's 4 seasons. Tim Clues, who has led Iona to 118 wins and 2 NCAA tournaments in 5 seasons, had his contract extended through 2019-20. The Gaels have won at least 20 games and made a postseason appearance in each of Clues' 5 seasons. He has a 118-54 record at Iona. Hall of Fame basketball coach Dean Smith passed away last month, and on Thursday, the trustee of a trust that bears the late coach's name confirmed that $200 checks were sent out to each of the players who lettered for Smith's Tar Heels teams. That's about 180 of them in all. The letter says Smith directed that following his death, each letterman was to be sent a check with the message, "Enjoy a dinner out. Compliments of Coach Dean Smith." The Hall of Fame coach died February 7th at the age of 83. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women take on Baylor tonight in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Women's Tournament in Oklahoma City. The 15th-ranked Hawkeyes are playing in a regional semifinal for the first time since 1996, while 6th-ranked Baylor is in the Sweet 16 for the 7th straight year.
They've only lost 3 times all year. We understand that, but at the same time, we feel like we have a high offensive team that could give them problems. We understand they have a great point guard in Johnson, who's leading the country in assists at 9 per game. And we have our point guard 3rd in the country in assists, so it's kind of an interesting matchup there.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes are 26-7 on the year.
I know my team is excited, and I know they're not done playing. They want to keep this going. They're having fun, and they're very confident. They believe they can do it.
Bluter hopes experience actually benefits her team.
You can look at Baylor. They've been there a lot. Baylor's been there a lot, but they're a younger team. Our players have had a lot of NCAA experience. Our seniors have been around a lot longer. And so I think I'm going to go with that on this one.
It's a 6:30 tip-off tonight. We'll have it for you here on KJAN with the pregame getting underway at 6:15. The other regional semifinal in the Oklahoma City region has Notre Dame facing Stanford. Well, the pressure is building on Kirk Ferentz, but Iowa's veteran coach believes the Hawkeyes can regain their winning ways. The program is just 26-25 over the last 4 years with 3 bowl losses. It includes a disappointing 2014 campaign that ended with an embarrassing loss to Tennessee in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
You know, losing's not much fun. The way we played wasn't much fun. You know, there was nothing really good that came out of that whole experience, quite frankly. We all got back safely. So, you know, but it's like anything else. You know, you go through things. You lose a ball game or hit a tough stretch. You know, you analyze it. You try to work intelligently for it, and that's where our focus really has been.
Unlike many other coaches on the hot seat, Ferentz declined to make anyone walk the plank by firing assistant coaches.
I think we've got good people in our organization. We've got excellent teachers. I think we coached really well in 2013, quite frankly. So, you know, last year, told you, I mean, nobody's happy about it. We left way too many opportunities out there. But I firmly believe we've got the right people here. We've got good people. And, you know, we just have to do a better job. And that's going to be our challenge right now.
Well, the Hawkeyes open spring drills on Wednesday, and Ferentz likes the potential next season brings.
You know, it's a new season. We got a good opportunity in front of us. We got a lot of challenges as well. And, you know, what else can you ask for? So, yeah, I feel really good about things. I think all of us are ready to get back out on the field and see what we can do with this opportunity. We got a lot of work to do, but that's a fun part of it.
Iowa closes out their spring drills with an open practice on April 25th. In NFL news, the San Francisco 49ers have waived offensive lineman Jonathan Martin, who was acquired last March in a deal with Miami. Martin had left the Dolphins in October 2013 after accusing teammate Richie Incognito of bullying. An NFL investigation determined Incognito and two other Dolphins offensive linemen engaged in persistent harassment of Martin. Martin started 7 games at right tackle last season in place of injured Anthony Davis, allowing 7 sacks. And aspiring and veteran baseball umpires are urged to take advantage of one of 5 clinics being offered across the state next month by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Roger Barr of the IHSAA says it's all part of an officials recruiting and education program.
Nationwide, we've got a shortage right now of officials in every sport. Iowa is no exception to it. We're always looking for people to be interested, young men and women to be interested in officiating, no matter what the sport is that we sanction.
Barr says the clinics are beneficial to all umpires and not just those working high school games.
We have a lot of our lower levels below the high school level that require their officials to be registered with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. So that they know they're sanctioned, they've taken a test, they've viewed the online rules meeting, and are registered with us.
Barr says the 3-hour clinic will cover all aspects of umpiring, including rules changes, mechanics, proper positioning, as well as offering practice, calling balls and strikes.
We have pitchers and catchers come in from the local schools that host our clinics for us, and they come in and we have live pitching, and we work with the umpires on placing them behind the catcher, and how to work the plate.
The clinic is free, but Barr says those hoping to work high school games do need to register on the association's website.
Once they've done that, they'll get a password, and that obviously accesses them to the account that they're just building, and then they'll need to view the online rules meeting, and they'll need to take the online open book 50-question exam that we have every year. They'll need to do that. And then they have to attend a clinic once within the first 3 years of becoming an official.
Well, the first clinic begins next week. The clinic for this area will be in Denison on April 29th. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.